proclamation number 6850 dated the June 12th, 1957. Jesus Christ opens the gate to eternal life. The gate into a life of light and glory is open to all of you who have found Jesus Christ. However, it remains closed to those who are still distant from Him and His act of salvation. Therefore, you all should seriously ask yourselves whether you have already taken the path to Him, to the cross. For His path on earth ended with His death on the cross, hence you will have to seek and find Him there, and that is where you must go if you want to participate in His act of salvation. The goal of His life on earth was the cross, because the crucifixion was intended to bring redemption to you humans. Thus you will find the divine Redeemer under the cross, which means that you will carry your guilt of sin, for which the human being Jesus died on the cross, to Him under the cross, that you will thereby prove your belief in His divine mission and so also reveal your will to be released from the guilt which separates you from Me, your God and Father of eternity. In the case you acknowledge Me myself, you accomplish the act of salvation in the human being Jesus. Your path must lead to the cross of Golgotha if you want to reach the gate into eternal life, for no other path leads to this gate. All of you should seriously question your attitude towards Jesus Christ. However, with the exception of a few, you fail to do so, even if His gospel is repeatedly proclaimed to you, even if His teaching of love is time and again presented to you and you continue to hear His name mentioned as that of the divine Redeemer. You keep your ears closed and all words bypass you like empty talk. You are barely touched by what you hear about Jesus Christ and His labor of love. It does not enter your hearts. It has not yet come alive in you and you have not yet spent any serious thought on what you have received so far. One day you will have to stop short at the gate to eternity. You will not find admittance, for you had not found salvation as yet because you did not take the path to the cross. His blood was unable to cleanse you and therefore you will arrive at the gate to eternity burdened by guilt. It is not enough to merely voice Jesus' name with your mouth in order to be released from your guilt. You must approach Him yourselves. You must hand yourselves over to Him with childlike trust and in awareness of your fault and sincerely appeal to Him that He should accept you, that He might also have shed His blood for you, and you must faithfully wait for His forgiveness. And the weight of your guilt will fall away, clearing the path to the light and opening for you the gate into eternal beatitude. Jesus Christ Himself will escort you into His kingdom, but without Him you will never be able to go through this gate. If only you would believe that His name is everything, that calling upon His name with profound faith will lift you out of all the adversity which is the result of the sin which still weighs you down. This is why I descended to earth in the human being Jesus, in order to relieve you of the immense burden of sin, and I died on the cross in order to redeem the great guilt which makes all of you sigh while you live on earth. I died on your behalf, but you must want to belong to those for whom I have died. Hence you must also take the path to the cross. You must make contact with Jesus Christ who concluded His life on earth on the cross. Then He will walk with you and guide you into His kingdom which He promised to all those who believe in Him. Amen.